the same is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes. In the name of Allah, welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and we're going to speak about never to humiliation. It's Muharram 1445, and it's the month that is special for the Imam al-Hussein. Never say yes to the humiliation.
Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein.
Today, Friday, is the 17th of Muharram, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Mordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of August, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, we listen to verses 21 to 26 of chapter Al-Fajr, and then the important point of it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كلا إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا.
No, when the earth has been leveled, pounded and crushed.
وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا.
And your Lord has come, and the angels rank upon rank.
وجيء يومئذ بجهنم يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى.
And brought within view that day is hell. That day man will remember. But what good to him will be the remembrance? He will say, "Oh, I wish I had sent ahead some good for my life." So on that day, none will punish as severely as his punishment. And none will bind as severely as his binding of the evildoers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
When the first stage of the resurrection ends, that is after the resolution of the world, the second stage will begin and all human beings will return to life again. They will be present for the divine judgment. The angels will surround all who are attending the gathering place of resurrection to carry out Allah's command to them. This is an outline on the glory and greatness of that day and inability of men to escape from the grips of justice. Never to humiliation, we want to know about in this part. The struggle of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, has two dimensions. Therefore, it can have two outcomes, both of which would be good. One outcome was that Imam al-Hussein would be able to overcome Yazid by taking power out if the hands that suppress the people and ruin their lives, then putting it back on the right path where it should have been. If this was achieved, the course of history wouldn't change. The other dimension is that if Imam al-Hussein did not achieve a political and military victory for any reason, then at this point Imam al-Hussein would promote his words of truth like a perpetual and non-stop stream throughout history, not through a physical tongue, but through the language of sacrificing his blood and being oppressed, the language that the history would never ever forget it. The Imam al-Hussein did so, never to humiliation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, distinguished listeners of IRB English Radio, and our fellow advocates for human dignity, assalamu alaikum, and most welcome. I'm here with you today to talk about a pressing issue that affects us all. The need to say no to humiliation. This important and basic slogan, which is really meaningful, has been rooted in that history. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam declared that since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the prophets and believers and pure intellects do not accept his surrender, he chooses death over humiliation. So he was a person to prioritize death over humiliation, not to be humiliated, but to die. Some sources have narrated ad-daniyah instead of ad-dhillah, hayhat min ad-dhillah or hayhat min ad-daniyah, as hayhat min ad-dhillah or hayhat min ad-daniyah, and never to debasement. This motto is used among the teachings of Ashura in marches and rituals of Muharram and Safar. So, all in all, dear brothers and sisters, we wanted to say that with this introduction and the root of this slogan in the history, we came to learn that what is important for us is our self-esteem. As far as we are the servants of Allah, we are not going to surrender and around and not going to surrender in front of anyone, before anyone, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in case we're entrapped, we are caught, the only thing that we can say, hayhat min ad-dhillah, never to humiliation.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah.
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio and his impact on the world. After the event of Karbala, his message on standing against injustice and being free-spirited spread all over the world. He became a symbol for all those who care about their spirit, don't want to accept oppression, tyranny, and injustice for the sake of their benefits in the short life of this world. People like Gandhi, the great leader of India. From Imam al-Hussein's lifestyle, we'll learn that neglecting some mistakes may bring significant harm to society and consequently to our lives. Therefore, we should be wise and realize in our daily life to speak justice where oppression is taking place, that might be in our relations with our family members, our colleagues, or on a larger scale with those in power. Remembering death in the movement of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, on this episode of today's special. Remembering death as a key element in reviving the religion of Allah. What we can learn under this title. Remembering death and keeping it in mind is one of the most important elements in reviving the religion of Allah and fighting against oppressors. From this perspective, the revolution of Ashura was not only a means of reviving the religion of Islam, but it was also a means of causing the people to awaken to what was taking place around them. It helped the people to develop a spirit of martyrdom and bravery in the face of the oppressors and enemies. In addition to all this, the revolution of Ashura established a new school for the free men and women of this world, and it showed them that death and martyrdom were simple matters that brought honor and meaning to their lives.
Another narration tells us that paradise has many levels. When Karbala goes back to paradise and becomes a part of paradise, only the very special believers in God are allowed to live in that land of Karbala in paradise. Allahu Akbar. What an amazing imam is Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. The most upscale part of paradise is the land of Karbala. You know, in your city, you have upscale areas, right? On the day of judgment in paradise, the most upscale area is the land of Karbala. Everything that has to do with Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it truly special, truly amazing. If you want to know about the greatness of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, see how the entire universe interacted with his martyrdom. The entire universe cries for Imam al-Hussein. When you cry on Imam al-Hussein, you need to realize that this is not some isolated event that you, as a human being, you're simply crying. When you cry on Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, you are participating in a universal event. In an event that the entire universe participates in. Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, in the first ziyarah of Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in Mafatih al-Junan, what does he say? He says, and the entire universe, the earths and the seven heavens, they cried for Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cried for Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And let me tell you more, even the inhabitants of hell, they cried for Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. According to the words of our sixth Imam of Ahlul Bayt. Now you may wonder, how is it that the people of hellfire cry for the Imam alayhi salam? First of all, it could be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows them the truth about the Imam alayhi salam, and even the most evil of the evil, when they see what happened to Al-Imam al-Hussein and the greatness of Al-Imam al-Hussein, they'll cry for him. Didn't Muawiyah cry on Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam when Dhirar described to him the qualities of Imam Ali to the point where Muawiyah's beard was soaked with tears? Who in history do you see their enemies cry on them like that? Other than the Ahlul Bayt of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Even the inhabitants of hell shall cry for the Imam alayhi salam. Secondly, everything in its existence cries for the Imam, because the Holy Quran tells us everything in existence glorifies God, has a level, a degree of perception. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِحَهُمْ. The Quran says everything in God's creation has some perception. It glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you people, you do not understand that, you do not see that.
That was all for today's special on the title of Never to Humiliation. Inshallah, that would be a practical slogan and of course an important goal for all our life. Please remember us in your prayer. Thank you and have a nice time.
ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.